Healthcare workers have put their lives in danger treating COVID-19 patients throughout the pandemic, but there's also been an unexpected consequence for some of the young physicians working long hours in the country's emergency rooms this year. Graduating emergency medicine residents are struggling to find full-time jobs. Let's bring in Dr. Mark Rosenberg, chair of emergency medicine at St. Joseph's Health in Paterson, New Jersey. He's also the president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. Dr. Rosenberg, welcome.
Glad to be here.
So, Dr. Rosenberg, we know that emergency medicine residencies are among the most competitive to get into, and that the residents who graduate often have their pick of jobs. So explain what's going on.
This is a perfect storm, so to speak. The emergency departments across the country are really the front door of the hospital. That's where people come in who require surgery, who have emergencies, and the like. The population, everybody, for right good reasons, were afraid to go to emergency departments. And as a result, we saw this decrease in volume, approximately 20%. We've also had some very unique changes in society. For a while, people weren't driving and car accidents were down. And many of the traditional emergencies, heart attacks, strokes, people would stay at home rather than risk going to the emergency departments. Hospitals closed same-day surgery to make room for all the COVID patients. As a result, a very large decrease in revenue coming into the hospitals. So the hospitals are looking to save money and provide great care, but save money in every way they can.
So the predicament makes sense when you explain it that way, although it is kind of counterintuitive. We've all seen that stark statistic from the American Hospital Association that U.S. hospitals lost an estimated $50 billion a month between March and June. And as you mentioned, I mean, we're talking about a large share, a quarter, maybe a fifth of residents who are affected, some saying that they had job offers rescinded. What are you hearing from residents and from employers?
You're really stating the truth. And most emergency departments across the country are hospital-based. They are employed or contracted by the hospital. So the hospital also wants to decrease the number of people who they can to deal with the financial stress. So as a result, many emergency physicians, residents alike, have had their jobs rescinded, their contracts terminated or not signed. Many physicians, not just residents, have had as many as 30% of their hours cut, which means a 30% pay decrease for them. My biggest concern for residents is many have large loans to go through residency.
I think you're hitting a really important point here, because the whole reason that these medical students are willing to take on $200,000, $300,000 worth of debt is with the expectation that they will be able to land a high-paying job and pay those debts off very quickly. So what does it mean for your industry if they're not necessarily able to do that?
Well, you hit a key factor here. Rhetorically asking this question, would you go into a specialty where a job was not guaranteed or less secure than it was before? Or possibly you would have to work in an area of the country that's very rural or not an area that you wanted to work in. So I anticipate that future classes of emergency medicine may have a pullback in the interest that many medical students and new grads would want to work in emergency medicine. As you said, it's one of the most competitive residency programs, and hopefully we will have jobs for some of these great residents that are coming out of this. What we don't know is, will there be a reversal in some of these numbers? Will patients come back to emergency departments? Did telehealth cannibalize a lot of ED volume? Did other alternative ways of providing care change it? Is that 20% number reversible? Will the volume go up? And if I could add one comment, the emergency departments are uniquely specialized in providing unscheduled acute care, 24/7, 365. And the public has always valued that. Whenever they have a concern, they come to the nation's emergency departments. It's my feeling things will reverse, and we will see a resurgence of emergency department patients. But we have not yet. So the financial paradigm has shifted, and hence we're having this conversation.
Well, it's sort of a funny thing in a way, because it's good in some ways that the demand for emergency medical services has gone down. But as you point out, some of that may be artificial in the sense that folks still need the care and perhaps are not seeking the care that they need. So for that, we hope that folks will be able to get back into the emergency rooms when they need it and that the doctors will be there. Dr. Mark Rosenberg, president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, thank you so much for talking with us about this job shortage for emergency room doctors.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and stay safe.